All right, so strap in, everyone, because today we are diving headfirst into a maelstrom of global events that have transpired over just the past week.
Buckle up, yeah.
We've been poring over geopolitical analysis, market reports, and some other stuff that gets...
It's juicy.
Yeah, pretty juicy.
Yeah.
Buckle up. We'll be talking Middle East tensions, global power plays, and some economic shockwaves that could, they could hit your wallet sooner than you think.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and did I mention bitumen?
You know, what I find really fascinating about all of this is we often see these events as isolated incidents, but they are all interconnected in ways that that aren't always immediately apparent.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we're going to kick things off with a headline that is pretty hard to ignore, and that is Israel occupying 400 kilometers of Syrian territory.
Wow.
Yeah, after a series of airstrikes that have seriously crippled Syria's military capabilities.
Yeah.
So help us understand this a little bit. What's the historical context of this conflict, and why is this particular escalation so significant?
Well, the Israel-Syria conflict, it's deeply rooted in territorial disputes and ideological differences going back decades. This latest move by Israel represents a dramatic shift in the balance of power, and it raises concerns about the potential for a wider regional conflict, especially considering the involvement of other actors like Iran and Hezbollah.
It's interesting, though, because in the midst of all of this, we see the U.S. expressing optimism about potential peace talks between Israel and Hamas.
Right.
So how do you reconcile these seemingly conflicting developments, you know, in the Middle East? Is lasting peace actually a realistic possibility in such a complex and volatile environment?
You know, it's definitely a complicated picture. On the one hand, you have the U.S. trying to broker peace between Israel and Hamas. But at the same time, this situation with Syria adds another layer of complexity.
Yeah.
It's difficult to say whether lasting peace is achievable without addressing those underlying tensions and the competing interests in the region. And, you know, and we can't forget that unexpected twist. Israel also launched attacks against Yemen after being targeted by the Houthi group.
Wow.
Which shows just how quickly these conflicts can escalate and spread.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of volatile situations, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine that continues to escalate with Ukraine taking, a bold but definitely risky move, and that is assassinating a Russian general within Russia.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, this assassination raises several questions. What were Ukraine's motives? Was this a strategic move to disrupt Russian military operations? Or was it more of a symbolic act of defiance?
Right.
Whatever the motive, the consequences were immediate and significant. Russia intensified its attacks on Ukraine, further escalating the conflict.
Right. And on the economic front, the U.S. is considering new sanctions against Russia's oil industry. And this could have major global repercussions, of course.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the EU is trying to crack down on this so-called shadow fleet of Russian oil tankers that are trying to evade sanctions. Can you break this down for us a little bit?
Right.
How exactly does the shadow fleet operate? And what's the real impact of these sanctions on the global oil market?
So the shadow fleet is essentially a network of tankers, often operating under flags of convenience that transport Russian oil to buyers who are willing to, well, ignore the sanctions.
Right.
It's a complex and opaque system, really, designed to circumvent international restrictions. The effectiveness of sanctions relies heavily on international cooperation and on enforcement. These new sanctions, if implemented, could significantly disrupt global oil supply chains, potentially leading to price increases and economic instability, especially in countries that are heavily reliant on Russian oil.
Yeah. And it kind of makes me think back to that report from the IJ Institute that predicted that these combined factors, the sanctions and potential interest rate cuts by the U.S., could significantly alter the trajectory of the oil market. What might those changes look like, and how could they impact everyday consumers like us?
Well, the IJ Institute's analysis suggests a few potential scenarios.
Okay.
Increased sanctions on Russia could lead to a decrease in Russian oil exports, which would tighten the global supply. Simultaneously, if the U.S. cuts interest rates, this could stimulate economic activity and increase demand for oil. This combination of, you know, a reduced supply and increased demand could push oil prices higher, leading to increased costs for things like gasoline, transportation, ultimately impacting household budgets, consumer spending.
So these global events, they're not just abstract headlines then. I mean, they have the potential to directly hit our wallets.
Yes.
Speaking of crisis, let's shift gears to something that might seem completely unrelated.
Okay.
Bitumen. We're seeing stable prices in places like Singapore, South Korea, Bahrain, Europe.
Right.
But then there's India. Prices there have suddenly spiked by $24 to $28 this month. So what could be driving this anomaly in the Indian market?
It's an interesting development. The Indian bitumen market is particularly sensitive to fluctuations in crude oil prices and to regional demand.
Okay.
This recent price surge, it could be related to several factors, including, well, increased infrastructure projects in India, which would drive up domestic demand, potential supply chain disruptions, or even speculation in the market.
Right. And then there's the situation in Iran, which adds another layer of intrigue to all this.
Right.
They are grappling with extreme cold, energy shortages, a struggling economy. This has led to slowed bitumen exports and intense competition for what they call vacuum purchases in their domestic market. Can you explain what vacuum purchases are and how Iran's internal challenges are impacting the global bitumen market?
Sure. So vacuum purchases refers to a specific grade of bitumen. It's produced through a vacuum distillation process.
Okay.
And it's often used in high-quality road construction. Now, Iran's domestic energy shortages are forcing them to prioritize domestic needs, and that's limiting their export capacity.
Hmm.
This, combined with their economic struggles and the strong demand for vacuum purchases internally, has created, well, kind of a unique situation where their bitumen prices are trending differently compared to other major producers.
Yeah. It's amazing how these seemingly isolated events, from military conflicts to energy shortages, they're all connected in this intricate global web. As we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to ponder.
Okay.
Given the ongoing instability in Iran, how might their bitumen production challenges further impact the global supply chain and prices in the coming months?
That's a great question and one worth monitoring closely. Iran's production challenges could exacerbate existing supply chain issues, potentially leading to further price volatility, especially in markets that are heavily reliant on Iranian bitumen.
Yeah, definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And you can do that by checking out resources like Bitumen Africa for the latest market updates.
Great resource.
Yeah, join us next week when we untangle another web of, well, of fascinating connections in a completely different field. Until then, stay curious.
See you next week.
Yeah, bye.